This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Since the beginning of the pandemic, you've been keeping an eye on the statistics and helping to translate them into meaningful information. This week's stats require some interpretation, I think. What do you see there?
According to the latest data from the State Health Department and the CDC, the number of new cases reported in Pennsylvania and here in the Lehigh Valley have dropped by about 40% just in the last week alone. Now, that said, there's a caution here. We spoke with Allentown Health Bureau Director Vicki Kistler this week, and she says those numbers aren't telling the whole story because more people are using home testing kits, and those numbers don't get reported to the state. Let's hear what she had to say.
I think we're moving in the right direction. I just don't think we're sprinting right now. We're kind of just strolling along. And I'm hoping that in a week or two, we'll have seen an effort to pick up that pace of getting to that light at the end of the tunnel.
To that end, it's important to note that the Valley and the whole state are still classed as having a high level of transmission, which according to the CDC means you should still be masking indoors, using social distancing, washing your hands. There's still a high chance of catching COVID right now.
So what does this mean for the schools?
I don't think it's news, Brad, that there's a real divide in our community over masking in schools and a lot of people in favor of sort of following this national trend of rolling back the mitigations. Brittany Sweeney did some reporting on this week out of the Nazareth Area School District. Southern Lehigh, Nazareth, and Parkland school districts are all making masks optional at this point. Even Bethlehem area Superintendent Joe Roy says they're talking with the city's health bureau about doing the same thing, possibly lifting the mask mandate for the city schools in March. He's going to present a plan to the school board on Monday, and we'll keep following that story.
Shifting to politics, on Wednesday, the state Supreme Court delayed a crucial step for candidates as we near the May 17th primary election. Candidates were supposed to start collecting signatures on Tuesday, but now that's on hold.
Usually this time of year, candidates have 3 weeks to collect enough signatures to get on the ballot in Pennsylvania. And that hold has to do with congressional redistricting here in the state. State drawing up new maps based on the census. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Those maps are now before the courts, and that is what has put the hold on collecting signatures.
And those district maps are the real story, much more important than the minor delay in the schedule for collecting signatures.
That's right. But there could be a bigger impact down the line, and that is whether or not the fight over these district maps could mean that Pennsylvania's primary election is going to be delayed. That's one thing that some observers are concerned about. And it's not just congressional maps, it's also state legislative maps. There was a map that came out at the end of last week. The commission charged with coming up with maps released new maps for our state lawmakers that had some big changes for the Lehigh Valley. One change adds an extra state Senate district, and another adds a new state House district to Allentown. Longtime Valley State Senator Lisa Boscola, a Democrat in the 18th district, her boundary lines were completely changed. She says it's gerrymandering. She's absolutely opposed. At the same time, Allentown House Representative Mike Schlossberg, who's also a Democrat, said he thinks the new legislative districts are good because they're going to allow for more Latino representation.
And the final decisions on those maps for congressional districts are before the state Supreme Court, and the state legislative maps may end up there as well, ultimately. Our own Brittany Sweeney brings us something to look forward to this weekend, and it's not just the Super Bowl, it's the Puppy Bowl.
And we've got a local contender in the Puppy Bowl. Moby is a French bulldog from Perkasy. He was born with a cleft lip and treated at Harley's Haven Dog Rescue in Bucks County. The rescue pup is even a team captain in the bowl. That event is designed to raise awareness for shelters and rescue operations across the country. And he is really a cutie, Brad. Moby is just one of 16 puppies that are going to face off during the big game at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Well, my hometown team, the Bengals from Cincinnati, Ohio, are playing, so I'm rooting for them. But now I'm also rooting for the little Frenchie, Moby. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of what you need to know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.